Well, Election Day is a week from tomorrow, and we look at the challenges of holding an election amidst a global pandemic. There have been five separate lawsuits seeking to change the way the state of Wisconsin will hold its election next Tuesday. On Friday, the governor called on the legislature to make next Tuesday an all-absentee ballot election. Our guest is right in the middle of all of this crucial debate, weighing the need for public safety against the need for a functional representative democracy. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, filling in for Kate Archer Kent, and this is your State Capitol Report. If you've got questions about our elections and the logistics of Election Day, well, you are not alone. You are also in the best place to get answers this morning at 1-800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Megan Wolf is our guest. She is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And Megan, let's begin with the plans for next Tuesday. As of this morning, as they now stand, what are the plans for Wisconsin spring elections?
Great. Well, good morning, and thanks for having me. So as the election currently stands, we're looking ahead to having an election next Tuesday. Our clerks in each of our 1,850 jurisdictions, so each city, town, and village, are busy making preparations to adjust their polling places to ensure that they're set up in accordance to health guidance, to make sure that they're structuring it in a way that can help both voters and poll workers operate safely if they do need to go to the polls. That being said, we are encouraging everybody to make sure that they get their absentee ballot. There's still plenty of time for voters to get their absentee ballot. And as a matter of fact, you can still even register to vote online today if you still need to do that, or if you still need to change your name or address.
So, Megan, there is still time to register to vote. That registration deadline has been extended to today. So even if you wanted to register to vote in the spring elections next Tuesday, still time to do that. And what's the best way to go about it?
Sure. So if you need to get registered to vote, or if you'd like to request an absentee ballot, the best way to do it is to go to myvote.wi.gov. And again, if you need to update your name or update your address, you can click on register to vote. If you're a first-time Wisconsin voter, you can go there too. You can complete your information as long as you have address and name and date of birth information that matches the DMV. You'll be able to get registered to vote online. If you're already registered, or once you get registered, then you can just click on vote absentee. I think the easiest way to do it is to go on your mobile phone. It'll walk you right through the requesting an absentee process. It only takes a couple of clicks. And if you don't already have a photo ID on file, if you haven't voted by mail before, it's going to ask you to take a picture of your photo ID on your phone, and then it'll upload it right to the system. It'll send it to, and they'll send you your ballot so that you can vote by mail for the April 7th election.
That website again is myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. Megan Wolf, administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And Megan, since we're talking about uploading that photo ID, it occurs to me that the clerks for both Milwaukee and Dane County have advised voters they don't have to provide a photo ID when voting absentee. Now, this is one of those lawsuits, evidently. The Republican Party of Wisconsin has asked the state Supreme Court to intervene and require an ID to cast a ballot. What would you advise?
So we've put out guidance on this issue. So the statutes call this provision indefinitely confined. And the statutes say if a voter is indefinitely confined for reasons of age, illness, infirmity, or disability, that they can certify that to that, and then they'll receive a absentee ballot for all future elections, and they're not required to file a photo ID. Our belief and understanding of the statute is that that's a self-certification. Each voter is going to have to decide if those circumstances apply to them and if they qualify as indefinitely confined. It is a certification that you have to make on the form. And so it's our belief that that is a provision that, again, each voter has to certify whether or not it applies to them and whether or not they individually qualify for that provision.
And I experienced this over the weekend with a little bit of a dance about getting the witness signature on the absentee ballot envelope. Considering the social distancing, Megan Wolf, does the absentee ballot still require that witness signature on the envelope?
All absentee ballots must be witnessed by a witness that watches the voter mark the ballot. And there's no exceptions in the law for that. And as we've been, talking a lot about in the last week or so, we're an administrative agency. We don't have the ability to change the laws or the requirements of the laws. And so, yes, that law is still in effect. We do have guidance available on our website about ways voters may be able to meet that requirement. So, for example, let's say that you're having someone come bring you supplies or services or medical services, you could leave your certificate envelope outside your door. When they come to deliver things, they could witness you marking your ballot through the window of your door, and they could sign that certificate envelope and leave it outside for the voter to collect and put their ballot within it. We've heard of other solutions where folks may, let's say you live in an apartment and the door to your apartment doesn't have a window, they might leave the envelope again outside or in a place where someone can retrieve it and then Skype or FaceTime or video chat with the person so that they can watch them mark their ballot, and then again leave that signed certificate outside. And so there are alternatives in terms of how to conduct that with a physical barrier between the voters, and we do outline some of that guidance on our website.
Megan Wolf, after the Elections Commission met for nearly 5 hours on Friday, Commissioner Mark Thompson expressed some doubt that the procedures that were agreed upon could produce, in these are his words, a fair, meaningful election and a safe election. How are you addressing his concerns?
So we've produced a lot of health guidance along in coordination with a public health official to go through the processes that a voter uses for voting in an election, as well as polling place procedures as well. And so we've posted that on our website this week. Today we're working on training the clerks around the state how to incorporate those things into their practice. So for example, you'll see that we've produced signage for the polling places. We've also produced a workflow that they can use to ensure that they're sanitizing the hands of voters as they start the process. And then upon leaving the process, we have instructions for poll workers in terms of how they can conduct the process. We also have constructive processes for example, the commission did take a look at the definition in the statutes of a hospitalized elector and have expanded that to allow quarantined voters to utilize that process where an agent can deliver their request materials to the clerk's office and serve as the courier to bring the ballot back to the voter and then back to the clerk's office. And so we do have a lot of guidance available to our local election officials in terms of how they can conduct that process, as well as for voters, so that if they do need to go on election day. So election day can be really important, especially for people who may need access to accessible equipment to be able to ensure that they can vote their ballot independently and secretively. And so, there are provisions that we've put together so that every voter that may need to use one of those options has a way to do so, and that we've recommended a process for them to be able to interact safely.
You've said voters should not have to choose between voting or staying healthy, and it sounds like the Wisconsin Elections Commission is trying to thread that needle. Where are you finding some of the struggles as you go forward here?
Finding enough poll workers to staff election day. So again, we're encouraging everybody to vote an absentee ballot. The deadline to request the ballot is this Thursday for most voters. But that being said, you shouldn't wait. Please, if you want to participate in the election, request your ballot right away because this will ensure that you have time to receive it and time to get it back to your municipal clerk by 8 p.m. on election day. So that's really important.
Megan, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off there. We will be right back with the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission with time for your calls and questions at 1-800-642-1234 or the email ideas@wpr.org. It's your state capitol report, and I'm Lee Rayburn filling in for Kate Archer Kent. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. Our election day in Wisconsin is still a week from Tuesday, but there is growing concern over the process and the outcome. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, in for Kate Archer Kent, and this is your State Capitol Report. It's not too late to cast your ballot. As we've heard, it's not even too late to register to vote. The deadline to register in Wisconsin's spring elections has been extended to today. You can do so at myvote.wi.gov. May need to update your address on file with the DMV if you've moved. You can do so at the same website, myvote.wi.gov. If you have an election question for our guest, Megan Wolf, Administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the phone number is 1-800-642-1234, where we turn to Catherine in Milwaukee. Good morning, Catherine. You're on the Ideas Network.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. What's your question?
My question is, why is it that we can't move forward with removing the restrictions that we are placing on absentee voting? I think the legislature needs to reconvene and remove those restrictions, including the voter ID, including the witnessing of the ballot. We need to trust our democracy and allow full participation.
Catherine, thank you. And Megan, you had mentioned before, Wisconsin Elections Commission is an administrative body. They don't get to make the rules. They just have to enforce them.
That's you know, exactly how to put it, is that we're an administrative agency tasked with implementing the law. And so to make any changes to the deadlines, the dates, the procedures that are prescribed in the law would take an act of the legislature, an intervention by the courts, or potentially an order by the governor. So we don't have that type of authority as an administrative agency to make those changes.
The governor on Friday was asking the legislature to mandate an all absentee election before next Tuesday, something Catherine was alluding to in elections potentially for the future. How would our county clerks respond to proposed legislation like that?
So we always are in the feedback and impact sort of statements about changes to the law, and we would certainly do work with our local and municipal partners to understand the impact at the local level as well. But at this time, our focus is really on being able to get support and resources to clerks and voters for the upcoming April 7th election. But we would, of course, work with the legislature and other leadership in the state if there were any proposed changes to the process moving forward.
How many poll workers does it take to run an election?
So in a typical general election, you can see up to 30,000 poll workers around the state. We do estimate that for this April 7th election, there's a lot of consolidation happening because jurisdictions know that there'll be a smaller amount of voters most likely because there's so many absentee requests, and also because they are having difficulty finding enough poll workers to staff their usual amount of polling places. So we estimate that there'll be closer to 2,000 polling places statewide for the April 7th election, and that lessens the amount of poll workers that'll be needed, but it's still probably roughly about 20,000. So another push that we've been making is that if someone is able to serve in that capacity, your municipal clerk would love to hear from you. You can also go to that myvote.wi.gov site and you'll see, I want to become a poll worker. And that's a great way to contact your municipal clerk if you are safely able to assist with serving your community in that capacity.
Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And how does the shutdown of schools and government buildings affect polling places? You talk about fewer polling places next Tuesday, but how many of the state's polling places do you expect to change?
Quite a few polling places have changed. However, because there are so many institutions that are not currently operating, so like schools, like you mentioned, can actually serve as polling places in a lot of cases more efficiently than they could if school was in session and we were worried about, you know, the mix of students in the public. And so in some cases, there have been facilities that have actually opened up to be used as polling places because they can't be used for their intended purpose day to day. But that's a really great point. Voters, if you do need to utilize the option of going on election day, again, we hope everybody votes by absentee, but there are going to be some folks that need to utilize election day, double check myvote.wi.gov to see if your polling place has changed. That information is kept up to date. And again, you're going to want to check that to make sure that you're headed to the right place for this election.
Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Oh. And while the CDC is encouraging everyone to practice social distancing, it's worth asking, how does this factor into your plans to vote in the upcoming election? And are you voting in person or absentee? 1-800-642-1234. We go to Diane in Silver Lake. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. The absentee ballot date is today. It seemed a little confusing when you also mentioned Thursday, so I just wanted to double check.
Hold on there. Let's get it from Megan Wolf. The absentee ballot date is when, Megan?
So the deadline to request an absentee ballot is Thursday, April 2nd. Today is the deadline that was extended by the courts to register to vote, but the deadline to request an absentee ballot is Thursday, April 2nd.
Okay, Diane, did you get that?
I did. Okay, I was on the website last night, and it didn't say that.
Okay.
Great. Good to know. And then also, I tried several times on my computer to register, and it didn't go forward and move. The only way I could do it was on my smartphone. So, unfortunately, if you don't have a smartphone, I don't know what I would have done.
Sure. So the desktop version does work, and we've seen hundreds and thousands of registrations come through. If you have an outdated browser, so like any website, you know, it's difficult for us to support every single version of every browser, but we do support the desktop version, and we see thousands of applications come through daily, as well as the mobile version.
Thank you for the call, Diane. And on Wednesday of last week, Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Vruwink appeared on here on the morning show and raised some concerns about access to technology during this election.
There's over 3,000 local elected officials who are currently trying to access the statewide voter registration system, which, if you can imagine, the bottleneck on our tech infrastructure, particularly in those rural communities where the internet connection and broadband is not as great as it is in places like Wisconsin Rapids. We're trying to respond to those concerns on a regular basis.
How's the voter registration website holding up, Megan?
So it is taking around-the-clock monitoring. So our staff has literally been working around the clock, as I'm sure our local partners as well, to make sure that we're increasing capacity, that we're keeping everything going in a way that can handle traffic that we had never in our wildest dreams imagined would be happening on both our website and our statewide database. And so everything is working well. There are lags from time to time in the statewide database that the clerks are working in. We haven't experienced any issues with our website or any widespread issues with our database. And so honestly, it's quite remarkable given that we have never, you know, designed our system to quite handle a situation like we're seeing today. But we're doing everything we can to keep those systems operating in a way that doesn't impact the user's experience.
Tom and Madison, you're on the Ideas Network with Megan Wolf, the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Good morning, Lee and Megan. I would like to propose something really very different entirely, and that is that all Wisconsin elections move exclusively to an online format, and you can still go to a polling place if you want, but we should be able to vote on every single issue, whether it's an individual candidate or a legislative proposal. On our own, we don't need this expensive and contentious so-called democracy that the parties try to impose on us. Let us make the decisions ourselves. We should be running our state on popular referendums on any given issue on any given day.
Direct democracy, Tom. The feasibility, Megan, since the administrator, since the legislation would have to come from another place in the state. What about the feasibility of online elections?
So right now, you know, usually if we weren't in the process of preparing locals for this pandemic and voters for what's happening right now, cybersecurity would be one of our very main focuses in technology. And, you know, as we've heard from experts around the country, the technology just isn't there yet in terms of being able to hold online elections. There would also be very significant law changes that would be needed to be made to make that possible. But, you know, I don't think that the technology is there yet to move our elections all online. There's still a really important human element to the process.
Chris in Port Wing, you're on the Ideas Network this morning. We're running out of time. I apologize.
That's okay. Well, I wanted to make sure I could vote, so I got a hold of my clerk. My clerk, we're rural, so my clerk was worried that the mail would not get me the ballot in time for me to complete it and get it back to him on time. I mean, the mail goes over to Minneapolis to get to Port Wing and back. And so he suggested I just come over. So I went over to his office, and we got the absentee ballot in person, but we had to do some kind of funny social distancing to make that safe. So what about people that are rural and have to be concerned about getting the mail ballot in on time, you know, because they have to get it and complete it and get it back?
Megan, we've got about 30 seconds.
Sure. That's a great point. And you can contact your municipal clerk to set up an appointment to vote absentee in person. So that's another option. And you can go to that myvote.wi.gov to find your clerk and to do all of the things that we talked about today.
Megan Wolf, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Up next is news. Then the state capitol report continues, and we learn more about Marcy's Law, a law intended to expand rights of victims of violence. We speak with an advocate against violence who supports the law and an attorney who is against the referendum. I'm Lee Rayburn, filling in for Kate Archer Kent, and it's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.